WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The French Quarter has reopened after a truck ramming attack killed 14 people early on New Year's Day. CBS's Katie Weiss describes the atmosphere.
You know, Bourbon Street is known for being party central, and slowly but surely the crowds are gathering here again. People are coming out to have a good time, just like before.
Family and friends are identifying some of the victims. Tony DeCopel has more on two of them.
Martin Besh, a star player at his Louisiana high school, where he was nicknamed Tiger. He went on to play at Princeton University before moving to New York City. He still loved to hunt and fish, though, his mother said, adding, he went out at the top of the world. And Hubert Gauthreau, 21 and class of 21 at the Catholic school that confirmed his death, and has asked the entire Archbishop Shaw community for their prayers.
The Sugar Bowl in New Orleans between Notre Dame and Georgia was played today after it was delayed a day because of the attack. Correspondent Michelle Miller was there.
We walked into a sea of fans seemingly waiting to exhale.
Did you think twice about coming?
We did not. We figured it'd be just as safe as any other time.
After a moment of silence and a kickoff, the Bulldogs met the Fighting Irish on a field that's often proven to provide relief in desperate times.
Notre Dame won the game 23-10. Two people were killed and 18 hurt when a small plane crashed into a commercial building near an airport in Orange County, California. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Michelle Gielen.
Employees who were inside of a furniture factory on Raymer Avenue, all of them evacuated when that plane crashed into their warehouse. They described several fireballs coming through the roof. One employee telling me that a man nearby burned on his head and his back.
Officials say a highly decorated soldier shot himself in the head inside a Tesla Cybertruck packed with fireworks and fuel just before it exploded outside Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas yesterday. CBS's Charlie Daggett explains why the blast was not more damaging.
The Clark County Sheriff said the force of the blast was largely contained to the inside of that steel-sided truck itself. And so in his words, it said it vented out and up.
Memorial services honoring former President Jimmy Carter begin this weekend. Skylar Henry from Atlanta.
We already know that certain roads around the Carter Center will be blocked off due to the posture and presence that we will see, just given the amount of public and everyone that will be here.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
The Packers lose their top defensive back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Cornerback Jaire Alexander suffered a knee injury back in October against the Jaguars. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked if there were any updates.
Yeah, I would expect Ja, most likely he's going to be done for the rest of the year.
Is that injury related?
Yes.
So you have the surgery?
Yes.
Alexander had his right knee scoped on Tuesday. A report says he could be back by mid-February if the Packers are in the Super Bowl. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what it's been like watching Jaire struggling to come back.
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, he's dealt with, this injury pretty much all year. Obviously, we wanted him to be back out there, but, injuries are a part of the game, so we understand that. We know that he's been working, or he was working to, try to get back, but it's like every time he was trying to, he would tweak it again. So it's a part of the game.
NBA, the Bucks in action tonight in Milwaukee. They host the Brooklyn Nets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Cruise is getting into the casting business. The Mission Impossible star is currently looking for a younger version of himself to play the role of Ethan Hunt. The next two installments of the franchise, those would be films 8 and 9, will be prequels. Rumor has it the 8th film will be Cruise's last on screen, but he will still continue to produce the franchise. Glenn Powell was initially rumored to take over the role, but those rumblings have recently been shot down. No word yet on whether or not Cruise will expect his younger self to do his own stunts. could be a deal breaker. Sticking with the action thriller genre, Viola Davis will play the president in the upcoming film G20. Variety reports the Oscar winner will play Commander-in-Chief Danielle Sutton, who narrowly avoids being kidnapped, then proceeds to save her family and the world. The film will be directed by Patricia Riggin and drop on Amazon Prime this coming spring. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries for the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the upper single digits. Northwest winds gusty, so look for the wind chills below zero at times. On Friday, skies turning mostly sunny, remaining breezy, highs in the lower to middle teens. Currently 17 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a special TGIF edition of the show. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, will be here with a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on air.
Job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour two of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent, now based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. He's the host of the On the Edge podcast, available wherever fine podcasts are found. He's also on YouTube, Philip Itner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R, and Itner Philip on Blue Sky and on that other place. Phil, welcome back to the program. What's the state of the war in Ukraine right now? How are things going?
Big question. There are still Russian advances out in the east. They're threatening a key kind of transportation and logistical hub called Pokrovsk. So they continue to take that advancement. There is, not strictly speaking in Ukraine, but related to the conflict, the Ukrainians have openly admitted that they killed a leading Russian general in the center of Moscow, just, you know, minutes away from Red Square. This general was the one who was in charge of nuclear, chemical, and bio weapons. The Ukrainians claim, with solid foundation, I myself have seen evidence of them using chemical and biological weapons in Ukraine. There's some controversy to that because, of course, he was not on the battlefield. He was in Moscow. But as far as I'm concerned, and this is just my personal opinion, if you are a member of the Russian military at war with Ukraine, you're a legitimate target. So that happened, and that is quite controversial. Lots of other things happening, but of course also in Moscow, we saw Vladimir Putin hold his annual, or at least usually annual, he's skipped it a couple of times, mass meeting of journalists, in which he made a couple of pretty bold statements, not least of which concerning is of grave concern to me, because he threatened Kyiv with the attack of a new hypersonic missile system that the Russians seem to have developed that they claim does the same damage as a low-yield nuclear weapon. That's disputable. But nevertheless, they've tried it out once before. And it's a pretty devastating weapon, which would probably do massive damage to several blocks of the capital. And I live pretty central in the capital, so this puts me in direct threat, which is, you know, not a great feeling to put your head down at night and not know if you're going to wake in the morning. Always fun, but, you know, this is how we live in Ukraine. And then lastly, I suppose, although again, there's so much to talk about, but lastly, there's also just last night, we got word that a what they called a huddle had happened at the home of the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, in which various European leaders kind of, as I say, it's being described as a huddle, kind of huddled down together to talk about how Europe can deal with the war in Ukraine with or without America, because quite clearly, because the Americans were not invited to this huddle, it doesn't seem. There's no notable American leader or officer or you know, representative that was present to our knowledge. It looks like the Europeans are starting to doubt whether or not a Trump administration and America in general is a reliable partner. So that's just a quick roundup of some of the things that are happening here, but there's more. There's always more.
Well, I should have asked you at the very beginning of the interview, you know, is there anything you wanted to share with us today? What do you think is at the top of the pile, or did you just do that?
Well, I for me, it's that threat from the Oreshnik missile system is what the Russians have developed. It's a hypersonic missile, and it is a multi-warhead missile. So it gets within proximity of its target, and then it disperses a number of different warheads all at once. So it's kind of like a shotgun scatter. These are missiles that will be moving at hypersonic speed. So it is not just the warhead that will cause damage. It will be the actual impact, because they come in at such velocity. And again, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, dox myself and say exactly where I live, but I live about, you know, 5-10 minutes walk to the presidential palace or the parliament. And Vladimir Putin has said openly that he intends to attack the leadership in Kiev. So that's 5 minutes walk from me. And he is kind of been saying this is going to be a test of whether or not Western air defenses can handle his hypersonic, his new super weapon, kind of he's depicting it as. So, you know, that puts me, you know, roundly with all of the other, you know, fellow citizens of Kiev that surround me at real heightened risk.
Yeah.
The assassination it's been described as a risky move by Trump's kind of point man on the war. Again, I disagree with that. I think if you're a Russian military, a member of the Russian military in a time of war, I mean, we shot down, you know, General Hirohito Tojo's plane in World War II. I mean, the Germans targeted Patton. This is, I think, a lot of consternation where it's not deserved, or criticism, or, you know, claims of kind of breaking the rules of law. That doesn't wash, in my opinion. And then, of course, that huddle that I mentioned. So, you know, it's troubling times, and we're leading up to New Year's, right? And New Year's in this part of the world is an enormous holiday. It's like Christmas and New Year's mixed into one, because the Soviets desperately tried to destroy the Christian holiday of Christmas. So they wrapped the trappings of Christmas into New Year's. And it's a really big deal in both Ukraine and in Russia. And last year on New Year's, we got really well pelted. It was terrifying. And so there's an atmosphere in the city, I think, of waiting for the other shoe to drop. But if you go and you talk to the guy in my cafe where I get my morning coffee, or, you know, the guy at the craft beer place, or the woman who sells me produce, the attitude is generally like, well, you know, it's beyond our control, so what can we do? But
yeah.
I
think that tradition of you don't attack the commanders, you don't try to decapitate the leadership of another country, I think that dates back to when basically two or three families sat on the thrones of basically all of the European kingdoms. And so the rule was, don't kill your cousin, but go ahead and kill his soldiers, including his generals. But in any case, I totally get it. I understand a chemical plant was hit by was it by the Ukrainians, the Rostov chemical plant?
Yeah, looks like that. I mean, it's another instance of, you know, somebody smoking too close to something combustible, according to the Russians. I mean, they'll never admit. They'll never admit it. But, yeah, I mean, there have been a number of attacks inside Russia. Oh, there's another another thing that maybe we should talk about is this ecological disaster that has happened in the Kerch Strait, which is the body of water that exists between kind of mainland, disputed Russia or Ukraine and the Crimean Peninsula. In the space of about 72 hours, three oil tankers broke and were abandoned in the strait, and it is, you know, there's three mega freighters that have now leaked out into this area, and it's, you know, lots of oil. This is a huge oil spill.
Yeah.
And, you know, it may be because it might be the Ukrainians did it. It might be because parts are falling apart because of Russia and the sanctions. But it's also a criticism of this, what's called the shadow fleet, which President Zelensky has been saying has to be dealt with. This shadow fleet, which goes out into international waters and does an oil transfer while in international waters, violating the sanctions in principle, but because you're in international waters, they think they can get away with it. Regardless, there's a lot of oil that's now being washed up on the shores of the Black Sea. Pretty devastating.
So this was not the result of weather?
It does not look like it was. I mean, it was heavy water. It was heavy weather, but you know, if they're well maintained, those freighters are meant to traverse such waters.
Right,
but it does call into question, because of the sanctions, are they running dangerously?
I get it. So last question, Phil. What's your personal sense? I really trust your intuition, your instincts, and your inside information. What's your personal sense of how far? You know, particularly Scholz and Macron, who are both politically in big trouble right now, Keir Starmer, you know, these other European leaders, how far are they willing to go in supporting Ukraine if Trump pulls all U.S. support, which he's
basically
going to do?
Which he's basically said he's going to do, yeah. And he's also going to try and force a quick resolution, which will not happen because neither Putin or Zelensky are in a position to actually stop the war. They're right. for two different reasons, but I don't know if they're willing to come to the table, despite what Trump says. The Europeans are becoming far more outspoken in their determination to support Ukraine, even if America does abandon things. Mm-hmm. Let me correct that slightly. It's not just aiding Ukraine. It's preparing themselves to be a European security force, because there is a fear that if Ukraine does fall, that there will be a war between Europe, whether that's the European Union or some sort of European security organization, and Russia, that if the line isn't stopped here, if the Russians are defeated here, then ultimately the British deputy foreign defense minister saying, we best start preparing our populations for the realization that it's likely that there will be a direct confrontation between Russia and the West, and by that in Europe, within 5 or 6 years. It really is. It's either stop them here, or in 5 or 6 years, we're going to have a direct conflict.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Phil Edner, the podcast On the Edge. Phil, thanks so much for dropping by.
Always a pleasure.
Always good talking. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Every day's an opportunity to do something good in your family.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. So I just wanted to flag this for you. Sue Nethercutt, who produces Sue's Stack, for those of you who are signed up over at Tom.tv. It's free. It comes out every weekday, and it's got a list of all the hot links to all the articles that I talked about every day. She publishes her own Substack newsletter. It's Sue Nethercott, NETHERCOTT.substack.com. And her newsletter that came out today is titled Resist. And Sue is great at compiling lists, as those of you who get, you know, Sue's Stack know. And it's a list of all these organizations, nonprofits, social media sites, you know, ways that you can, you know, people's newsletters, people's Substacks,
ways that you can sign up, ways that you can hook up, things that you can do. I restacked it over on Substack. If you open the Substack app and look for me, you'll find it. Or you can just, you know, go to Substack and type in Sue Nethercott, N-E-T-H-E-R-C-O-T-T, and you'll get it. It's really worth. In fact, I'm putting it in my saving pile here for future reference. Meanwhile, Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency in California around bird flu. We had Dr. Eric Feigelding on, day before yesterday, I think it was. And it has now infected so many dairy herds, 645 dairy herds just in California, over 1,000 nationwide. There's also been three identified H5N1 infections in cats in California. 61 people have acquired the virus since March, according to the CDC. And so Newsom's declaration will allow California to, quote, have more flexibility around staffing, contracting, and other rules to support California's evolving response. What's interesting, what I did not know that I learned from this article, and this is from the LA Times, is that there are two strains of bird flu circulating right now. They're both H5N1. One is the D1.1 strain, which is circulating in wild birds. And that's the one that, when it jumps to humans, makes them very, very sick. And then there's the other strain, which is the D1.1 version that's the one in the birds, the D1.1 version. The other one is B3.13, and that's the version that's circulating in dairy cows that has jumped to a lot of people, and that does not seem to produce quite as severe a form of influenza. So the hope, I suppose, is if one of these two jumps into humans, you know, if it combines with a regular human flu virus, that it'd be the B3.13, which is less pathogenic than the D1.1, which is now you've got this Canadian teenager hospitalized with severe illness. Zoos all around the world are being shut down because of this. In the U.S., a cheetah, a mountain lion, an Indian goose, and a kookaburra died in the Wildlife World Zoo near Phoenix. San Francisco Zoo had to shut down their aviaries after a red-shouldered hawk was found dead with bird flu. Rare red-breasted goose died in the Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle. 47 tigers, three lions, and a panther in zoos across South Vietnam have died from bird flu. Louisiana, Missouri, and Kansas have announced cases of bird flu, especially in geese and waterfowl. We had some 90,000 birds die here in Oregon, apparently as a result of bird flu. So keep an eye on this, as I keep telling you. This can get really ugly, especially as Trump is coming into office. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
By the way, as we speak, Luigi Mangione is being transferred into the New York penal system, preparing for his trials there.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
CBS News Special Report. The FBI says the Army veteran who used a truck as a weapon in New Orleans, killing 14 people and injuring dozens, acted alone. President Biden addressed improvised explosive devices left in coolers in the neighborhood.
They have established he's there and even established that he had a detonator to explode those ice chests.
The attacker was identified as Shamsu Dean Jabbar. CBS's Omar Villafranca has more on his life.
Records show Jabbar had worked in real estate in recent years and was a former employee of the consulting firm Deloitte. He had been married and divorced three times, and one of his previous wives had a temporary restraining order against him.
Correspondent Jason Allen spoke to Jabbar's neighbors.
Many of the folks here told us that they attend a mosque that is right down the street, but said that they have never seen Jabbar there at that mosque. This neighbor here said he'd invited him to come before, but Jabbar told him that he prays on his own at home.
I'm Wendy Gillette.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hollywood has a reputation of being progressive, but as a recent drill down would indicate, that isn't always the case. According to Variety, despite women directing some of 2024's critically acclaimed hits like Baby Girl, The Fire Inside, and The Substance, overall, women directed just 16% of the 250 top-grossing films from last year. That is about the same percentage as 2023. When you drill down even further, women directed only 11% of the top 100 grossing films from last year. 23-year-old music phenom Billie Eilish had the most streamed song of 2024. The song Birds of a Feather off Eilish's third album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, was streamed over 1.75 billion times on Spotify. The song was written by Eilish and her brother Phineas. Birds of a Feather has been nominated for three Grammy Awards, including Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best Solo Performance of the Year. Looks like I got shut out again. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Packers lose their top defensive back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Cornerback Jaire Alexander suffered a knee injury back in October against the Jaguars. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked if there were any updates.
Yeah, I would expect Ja, most likely he's going to be done for the rest of the year.
Is that injury related?
Yes.
So you having surgery?
Yes.
Alexander had his right knee scoped on Tuesday. A report says he could be back by mid-February if the Packers are in the Super Bowl. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what it's been like watching Jaire struggling to come back.
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, he's dealt with, you know, this injury pretty much all year. Obviously, we wanted him to be back out there, but, you know, injuries are part of the game, so we understand that. We know that he's been working, you know, or he was working to, you know, try to get back, but it's like every time he was trying to, he would tweak it again. So it's a part of the game.
NBA, the Bucks in action tonight in Milwaukee. They host the Brooklyn Nets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries for the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the upper single digits. Northwest winds gusty, so look for the wind chills below zero at times. On Friday, skies turning mostly sunny, remaining breezy, highs in the lower to middle teens. Currently 17 degrees.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, a law review, James Santel joins me. Was Merrick Garland the worst AG ever? Plus, updates on the speaker's race and the Wisconsin Election Commission investigation. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
On your mind, Randy in Ackworth, Georgia. Hey, Randy, what's up?
Hi, Mr. Hartman. How are you?
I'm fine. You can call me Tom. What's on your mind, Randy?
Thank you. First of all, is it still your policy that those who disagree with you go to the top of the line?
Generally, yeah. Why? Did you call and tell him that you were going to disagree with me?
Yeah. He said that that was no longer a policy, so I just wondered.
Oh, well, I'll tell Mateo that it is still our policy. Hey. Yeah, sure. What's up, Ray?
Thank you.
So what do you want to disagree with me about? Thanks for waiting.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. The first, I've got two items. The first one, I just want a response. The second one, maybe I could get another word in. But the first one is, you know that asylum seekers get a day in court. And do you have any idea what the percentage of those asylum seekers get rejected?
I don't.
Because I do. Well, I'm guessing it's about 90%, maybe 85-90%. Now, is it your opinion that if you're an asylum seeker and get rejected, that you shouldn't be deported?
No, I think if you're an asylum seeker and you get rejected, you should go back where you came from. That's the law.
Okay, good. Good. We agree wholeheartedly then. Thank you very much. The second one is a different topic completely. And again, if I can get your thought and then put a last word or another word, I'd appreciate it. Did you know that Fonnie Willis in Fulton County got the appeal got said that her and whole office would have to step down.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. I was going to mention it. Yeah. It's going to go to a different prosecutor's office, and virtually all of the other prosecutor's offices are run by Republicans. These are elected positions. So I think the prosecution of Donald Trump in Georgia is dead.
Okay, yeah, that good. Then we agree on that. Maybe we didn't disagree, because I'm saying that after the lawyer under her got removed.
Yeah.
It's still a conflict of interest. So anyway, hey, maybe your call screener's right, and we can agree.
Well, where we probably disagree is I don't think that the conflict of interest that she had was meaningful, and I think she should have been allowed to continue prosecuting it. But you know, the law is the law, and the system in Georgia, the appeals court, said that she is conflicted out, and by virtue of that, so is her entire staff. And you certainly could argue that it's been politicized. I mean, you know, Donald Trump went after her, and she's spoken out against him as well. So,
it didn't help her being a slut.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would describe her that way, Randy. And it's not the kind of language that I think we should use to describe women. But and she's not married. She had a relationship with this guy that was, you know,
a married man.
No, he wasn't married at the time. Well, he was separated from his wife at the time. And
that
happens all the time. I mean, see Pete Hegseth, if you want to talk about that, or Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump had an affair with his second wife on his first wife. He had an affair with his third wife on his second wife. And you're going to criticize Fonnie Willis. I don't get it, Randy.
Yeah, no, because I will, because it's a conflict of interest when she's in the middle of a major lawsuit that, you know, the whole world is looking at.
I don't think it's a conflict of interest to have an affair with somebody.
Well, we can disagree.
I think it's bad judgment, but okay.
Okay.
Randy, good talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Jules in St. Louis. Hey, Jules, Missouri. Hey, Jules, what's up?
Hi, boy, I got a lot to say, but let me preface this with saying I'm a problem solver. I don't just complain, but I've come up with some things I'd like your opinion on. Their approach to solving the problems, the monetary problems of the United States, so-called monetary problems, there's two types of economies. There's a microeconomy, which is the kitchen table all the way to Elon Musk. And then there's a macroeconomy, which covers everything. And they're trying to solve the problems with experts in microeconomics. And who's that doesn't work. The Congress and the president.
Okay. So I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. What? Give me an example.
Okay. Microeconomies are designed around profit and loss, basically.
Yeah, I'm familiar with micro and macroeconomics.
Beg your pardon?
I'm familiar with micro and macroeconomics. I'm just not, I don't understand. When you say they're trying to solve macro problems with micro solutions, you need to give me an example for me to understand what you're talking about.
Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. I don't know if this is perfect, but anyway, they want to privatize the post office.
Right.
They started with taking the making the post office pay 75 years in advance. Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
In the retirement fund.
That's correct, and they accumulated about $50 billion, which is to the best of my knowledge, still sitting there in this fund, which hasn't been yet tapped. And the assumption is that when FedEx or UPS or the trucking company that Louis DeJoy owns takes over the post office, they get that $50 billion bonus, basically.
Exactly. So they're not trying to improve anything. They just want the big.
They just want to rip us off, these Republicans. They just want to rip off Americans, and they want to give what could be a huge cash cow. I mean, this is $1 trillion or multi-hundred-billion-dollar business, essentially, the post office. They just want to give that to one of their own.
Exactly. But that's what they want to do with the whole government.
Of course.
And so
this goes back to David Koch. I mean, this is the op-ed that I've been planning to write this afternoon, is that David Koch, who's been dead for some time now, is winning. David Koch's vision of government. I mean, when he ran for president or for vice president in 1980 on the Libertarian ticket, he had a very specific agenda, basically privatize everything except the military and privatize large parts of the military, for that matter. And, we're getting there piece by piece.
Exactly. And that's what they're doing. But
and you're right. It's not going to solve the economy. Actually, it's going to make the economy worse because you've got more and more billionaires, squeezing money out of essentially money that was raised through taxes.
Exactly. And the middle class and the lower class is going to end up paying for it.
Always have. That's why people when my generation was in our 30s, we controlled 21% of the nation's wealth. People in their 30s right now control 4.6% of the nation's wealth. Where did all that money go? It went right into Elon Musk's pocket and, and his, 1,500 roughly billionaire buddies in the United States and a whole lot of multimillionaires, people like Vivek Ramaswamy. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Jules, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. Spot on. Tim in Mattawan, Michigan. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today? Tim, your phone is breaking up so badly, I can't hear you. I'm going to put you on hold. And Mateo, he's on line 5, if you can figure out what's going on there. Let's try Jeff in San Francisco. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just want to talk about, we keep talking about Medicare for All, and I remember back, this was 4 or 5 years ago, that Nancy Pelosi kept saying, well, we don't have the votes,
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why we don't put that up for a vote and see who doesn't vote for it, and then we could primary them just like AIPAC would do if something was denying results for our aid to Israel.
Yeah, the problem is there's not a billion-dollar or trillion-dollar industry that has an interest in Medicare for All. In fact, it's the exact opposite. So, the last time that anybody was talking about Medicare for All, the pharmaceutical industry, the insurance industry, of course, they led the charge, the private hospital, the for-profit hospital industry, they all swept in and said, oh, no, you don't. And many of the big doctor practices, most of which are now owned by big corporations or hedge funds. And so, that's the problem, Jeff, is the only constituency is we the people. And ever since 5 corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court, starting with the Buckley decision in 76, then the Bilotti decision in 78, then Citizens United in 2010 and McCutcheon in 2013, ever since 5 corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court ruled that bribing politicians is perfectly legal, that it's just another form of free speech. We're the only country in the developed world that says that, that says this. You know, that just took us straight down the road to oligarchy.
Well, but this doesn't answer, but I still don't see why we keep giving up on this. Why don't, I mean, I was watching Martha Raddatz, you know, and Roe got on there, and she says, well, if we have Medicare for all, and she just said, well, that's never going to happen. They should come back at those people and say, well, what kind of health care do you have, you know? Why do you keep, just getting so, poo-hoo on that?
I agree, Joe. I agree.
She is the press. She shouldn't have an opinion on this. She's just throwing her opinion on, well, I got Medicare.
I'm with you, Jeff. And I would like to see more Democrats pushing for this. The sad fact is that probably about a third of the Democratic, the Democratic caucus in Congress, in the House and Senate, are on the take with the insurance companies right now. And not to mention all of the Republicans. That's the big challenge. Jeff, thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry about or have some concerns about. When, you know, with so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head over to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Their slogan, SelectQuote, they shop, you save. It's true. So get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom.
Jackfruit sizzling on the side.
We're back 9 minutes before the hour. Just a reminder, Dr. Marty's going to be with us for the entire next hour. He's a holistic veterinarian. He's treated over, what did he say, how many? A 250,000 pets in his 50-some-odd years as a veterinarian. That's pretty mind-boggling. Anyhow, he's going to be with us for the hour taking your calls and questions about, you know, what to do with your pets. And there's a couple of lines open right now if you want to get in line for that. But we're still talking politics here. James in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Season's greetings. I'd just like to take this opportunity to wish your family and you and your staff and their families a happy, joyous, and safe, prosperous holiday.
Thank you, James. And this is back to you. Back, the same to you and your family.
Thank you so much. I don't know if it was reported on your news, but yesterday afternoon I happened to be in Baton Rouge. And they have had an H1N5 direct transmission from a backyard bird flock to an elderly person. They haven't given the age or the name, but they did say that it is not the strain that's in the dairy cows in California. There wasn't a lot of specifics, but they did say they have a hospitalization of bird flu that is a direct transmission.
Yeah, apparently if you get it from the cows, it's not so bad. It's a weaker strain. If you get it from the birds themselves, it can knock you on your butt. So, you know, we'll see.
They're saying this is a severe respiratory illness.
Yeah. Well, it's killing a lot of animals. I mean, it's shutting down zoos. This is a big deal.
And we're getting just the right management team.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, at just the wrong time.
Yep. Absolutely. Echoes of COVID. You know, it's terrible. James, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. Appreciate it. Marie in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I called in originally about the post office, and I have to be honest with you, I heard your earlier caller about Fonnie Willis, and I feel like I need to speak about that. That's more important.
Please, go for it.
It's more important. Thank you. First of all, Judge McAfee, in his order, said that there was no conflict of interest. The reason that's interesting is because the Georgia Court of Appeals found not that there was a conflict of interest, but that there was an appearance of impropriety in the fact that she had the relationship. So now the standard is changing. They have moved the goalpost. Huh. There's no way you could find legally a conflict of interest, but the more amorphous you know, appearance of impropriety is one of those things.
Yeah, it can mean anything.
So, exactly. So she can appeal to the Supreme Court of Georgia. Please note that most of the justices on the Supreme Court of Georgia are Republican appointed, one of whom, by the way, I believe it was Michael Boggs, was sitting on the Judicial Nominating Commission at the time that the seat he is now in opened up. And so he resigned from the commission just in time to be appointed into the role.
Wow. So, talk about the appearance of impropriety.
Exactly. So my point being, the fact that the Court of Appeals has made this determination, the case is not dead. What it could mean is that Chris Carr, who, if you don't know, Chris Carr was Johnny Isaacson's chief of staff before he was appointed into the role of attorney general, at which point he had to activate his license because he had never practiced law. So he was ineligible to be the attorney general until he activated his license. But he would be the one, or at least he's done this before, to recommend the person who would be stepping in to handle the prosecution or to handle the case. You know that he's going to pick somebody who's partisan, very likely the well-funded, but unfortunately, inexperienced woman that just ran against Fani and lost. And the Prosecuting Attorneys Council of Georgia would also have a say in whether or not the person who's appointed is actually qualified to go forward, because you can't just appoint anyone to be a prosecutor.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
So if it goes to a partisan Republican, they can simply declare that they're not going to prosecute the case, right? They can just say the case is dead.
Exactly. And the other thing I wanted to point out, since the gentleman, and I use the term loosely, had the nerve to call Fani a slut. Please understand that Nathan Wade was an independent contractor. He was not an employee of the office. He was being paid an hourly, he was being paid like any other legal contractor would be paid, an hourly rate. I don't remember what it was. I'm going to say $250 an hour. I'm not sure. But the point being, he worked X hours. He got paid X hours. There's no way that a relationship between the two of them, it wasn't a superior subordinate relationship. It was contractor versus employee, you know, retaining contractor. So, you know, it was more of a contractual relationship. Exactly. Yeah. So I just wanted to clarify, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. Fani won her race handily, by the way. So we're not really studying the haters out there, but I really felt like I needed to clarify that.
Well, thank you so much, Marie. You whenever you call in, you always bring the goods. I appreciate your knowledge of the law. I understand you're an attorney, and particularly your insights into the Georgia political system. I really value you as a caller. Thank you, Marie. And
thank you.
Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or whatever's appropriate for you and your family this year. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll be back with Dr. Marty, taking your calls, your pet questions, for the next hour. We're going to set politics aside for an hour, take a deep breath, put a smile on our faces, and think about our cats and dogs.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, hard to believe, the one-year anniversary of Matinair on air. We're going to celebrate and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right. Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The FBI says the man who rammed a truck into New Year's Eve revelers in New Orleans early yesterday acted alone. He was identified as Army veteran Shamsuddin Jabbar. His younger brother, Abdur Rahim Jabbar, says he's stunned.
I'm still shocked by the whole thing. It still doesn't seem like it actually happened.
He says his brother was raised Muslim but left the religion for many years, only recently returning to his faith.
This is completely out of character for him, you know, these actions. And they're also not any type of representation of what it means to be a Muslim.
CBS's Omar Villafranca has more on his motivations.
Jabbar, a decorated U.S. Army veteran who served in Afghanistan, pledged his allegiance to ISIS before last summer, according to investigators. The FBI says he rented an electric truck on Monday in Houston, Texas.